Hi, everyone, and welcome to Season 2 of Small Talks with Thee. For today's episode, I interviewed Ava from Pineapple Jewelry about her business, dealing with hate and keeping motivated, packaging, and product photos. If you want to check her out, her shop and Instagram will be in the description. And if you're not already, make sure you're following this podcast, and let's get into it. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for agreeing to let me talk to you and interview about your business. So let's go ahead and get into some questions. So this first part will just be asking you basic questions about your business. Mm-hmm. So first of all, when did you start your business?
So I started my business in May of 2020. So kind of like during quarantine.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, or like a good majority of small businesses,
yeah,
started during quarantine and stuff like that. So
yeah,
it's almost a year for you then.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Wow, that's really cool. What motivated you to start your business?
So I didn't really have like anyone or basically like really anything like motivate me, but I've always wanted to start a business. I've always talked about it with my family. We were always like, oh, we should start like a candle business, or we should start like, I don't know, just like any business. So one day I really wanted to start my own because you know, I've always wanted to start one and make my own, and then I started from there.
Cool. That's a very neat story. How did you decide what platform you were going to sell on? Because you sell on Etsy, correct?
Yeah. So I didn't really want to make my own website at first because, like, I was so new. And it's only been a few months to, like, I think it was October when I started my business. I mean, not my business, but my Etsy. So I didn't really want to start, like, a full website because I wasn't really that experienced. So I wanted to sell on Etsy because, personally, I've purchased more from Etsy than website businesses. So I feel like I've already known the experience of how, like, my buyers buy from me and get mm-hmm. to know how it works.
Yeah, I feel like Etsy is a lot more buyer-friendly than a lot of websites because you don't have to re-enter your information every time, and it's just easy to find the shops that you're looking for. Yeah. So I definitely agree with you. I think Etsy is pretty easy to start off with. What are some products that you make, and what is one of your favorite products?
So I make beachy and preppy aesthetic-themed jewelry and stickers, and I'm hopefully to expanding to like more products soon. One of my favorite products in my shop, I'm not really like a fan of rings or really necklaces. I'm a really big fan of like bracelets, so my bracelets are definitely my favorite. I love all my gold ones, and Aloha Smiles is such a bestseller, so that's definitely one of my favorites too.
Cool. So you sell a bunch of jewelry.
Yeah.
And what are some products that you plan on making, or new kinds of jewelry you plan on expanding to in the future?
So I really want to start making more like shell jewelry for summer because I know that's super popular. Every Saturday I make new launches. So there's so many new like bracelets and necklaces and rings that are coming each Saturday. And mm-hmm. other than jewelry, I just have a lot of possibly clothing or more sticker designs coming soon.
Cool. That sounds like a really neat, some new products to expand to.
Yeah.
So since selling on Etsy, have you found that you get a consistent amount of sales every day, or does it vary?
Sometimes it varies. And the only reason why I think it varies is because of Instagram. My page, I don't understand why this is going on. I think it's just because of the algorithm, but if my reel blows up, it blows up like 1 week, and then it stops for like 2 weeks, and then I get back on like a big like blowing up spree, and then it just stops. So it's not really, it is consistent because I probably get like one sale like every day, but when it really is like very big or I blow up on Instagram, it happens. I get like so many sales a day.
Yeah, Instagram is really weird for their algorithm and how they use
Yeah.
reels and stuff. It kind of messes with your head a little bit.
I know.
And it kind of does the same for me. Depending on how good, my reels and my account is doing, kind of goes with my
Yeah.
sales. Yeah. Anyways, next question. Whenever you started your business, did you have a bunch of people like your family and friends, and were they supportive?
Yeah, so I obviously told my family because they're the one who helped me like buy the supplies and stuff. My first order was actually in 5 minutes into my business was one of my good friends. She purchased from me, and I have like a photo of me like holding up like all of her like receipts and stuff because it was like such a fun moment. So yeah, they were really supportive of me. I didn't really I sold out in like 2 days of everything that I made. Which was honestly super crazy. I didn't expect that at all.
Cool. Yeah, I definitely think having a supportive family and friends is really important because they can help you so much with figuring out how to buy supplies and use money. And a few of my first sales were from a lot of family members. So,
Yeah.
yeah. So you use Instagram as your main business platform, or is there other platforms that you use?
Instagram's definitely my main one. I've tried TikTok. If you look up my Instagram username, there's literally, I bet there's like 10 accounts that just pop up of me. It's TikTok doesn't work for me at all. Like some social medias work for other people, but Instagram is definitely the only one that works for me right now.
Yeah, I use Instagram as my main platform. I've also tried TikTok. I'm just not sure how to feel about it. It's just not that,
Yeah.
yeah, it
It
just doesn't
doesn't
work that
work.
well.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So I've noticed you have over 15,000 followers on Instagram, which is crazy. How do you use your big platform to market your business and other business related things?
I usually use my stories as a big place because I get a lot of views on my stories. So I do like swipe up links a lot so that people can just easily do it. So that they don't have to like go to my account and already like press the Etsy link. They could just swipe up, which is super easy. I
Yeah.
try to say everything that I'm doing on my stories. And honestly, I think it's a big help that my stories can show like behind the scenes because that helps my business grow because it shows people that a lot of people think like small businesses are like fake or like fake people. So it shows them that
Yeah.
I'm actually a real person and that I actually work on my business so much. So stories are definitely a big way about how I show people and market my business.
Yeah, I definitely use stories a lot. I've gotten a few messages asking if I was a robot before, and I just funny story about that.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so I think it's definitely important to use those so people can know that you're a real person behind the screen and that you're actually, doing your business.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite thing about being a small business owner?
My favorite thing is definitely just seeing people receiving my products. I get DMs about like of them like wearing my jewelry and they're like, I love it so much. Like it's like so like it really makes me feel like my business is actually doing well and that I'm like actually doing a good job at what I'm doing. I love getting just these long paragraphs in my DMs of just people saying like they appreciate my business and stuff because I want to work on my business until like forever. I don't have any plans on stopping, so it just helps me know that I have a lot of people who like what I do and they want me to keep going.
Yeah, definitely one of my favorite things is seeing all the support from my followers and just people that like to support my business. It definitely is just really nice to see.
Yeah.
And then next, what is your least favorite thing about being a small business owner?
Yeah, so there's kind of a lot of things. I love being a small business owner, obviously, but there's a few things that I don't really like about I don't really like when people copy me because I can obviously tell. It's not that hard to tell, even if people are just lying, even the slightest things I pick up on, because it's obviously not cool to do that. It doesn't help your business grow at all. Just weird DMs and stuff. It's the DMs that I get that are so weird are like crazy. I just get these like random people or just hate, but I ignore the hate. I don't listen to it at all.
Yeah, definitely the DMs, they're crazy in my part. I
I
don't know about
know.
you, but the messages people dare to send to me is a little bit questionable. More into some topics not as much related to the basics of your business. If everyone has good and bad days, how do you stay motivated with your business on bad days?
I definitely have a lot of days with my business that make me feel like it's not growing, but obviously I sometimes go to my stories or stuff and just ask people if they're like what their opinion is on my business because I'm not looking for sympathy at all. I'm just looking if like they like what I'm doing because if I'm not growing or something, which is usually what the bad days mean to me, it's like I'm not growing or something. I just want to see what their input is about, am I doing this right? Like, do you like this? Like, should I stop this product or should I add this product? So it's definitely a good way for me to see if they like what I'm doing. Sometimes I just look at these like nice messages and stuff and try to get back on track with my business, or I usually just make new products. That really helps me get more motivated.
Yeah, definitely. Whenever I have bad days, I like to, ask people how they're doing, what I can do better, and just getting input from other people really helps me know what I'm doing wrong. So definitely keeping motivated is a huge thing, huge, huge thing. So on to another topic. This one's a little bit more bright. So you said you would like to discuss packaging. What do you like to use for your packaging in your products? Because we definitely sell different products. And I just use envelopes. So what do you like to use?
I definitely think fun bubble mailers. I'm obviously switching to, I'm trying to switch to eco-friendly. It's really expensive to do that though at the moment. But I think fun packaging and that just makes happy mail, like just makes the happy mail that the people are receiving so much better. Because I think packaging is like if someone is having a bad day and they see your package in the mail, it just makes them feel so much better. So I like to add like fun colors. I like to add handwritten notes and glitter to my packages because it just makes it feel more fun and is more exciting.
Yeah, definitely I try to include, cute little things in my packaging. Like I have purple envelopes that I use to go with my brand. I put freebies in orders. I write notes to people. I think it definitely will help make people's day if they're having a bad day, like you said. So packaging is huge for me. I probably spend a little bit too much on it to make it look special, but I could care less.
Thing.
Yeah, so another thing you wanted to talk about, which I don't think I've ever really talked about with anyone before, was product photos. What do you use for your product photos?
So product photos, I don't plan mine at all. I just take them basically near the sun, and I don't need an expensive or fancy camera. I just use my iPhone because that's what's easiest to me. I use presets on my photos. I use Brinsato's presets, which definitely brighten up the photos so much. So that adds like a fun touch to them and makes it look more professional. I just don't like taking photos at night. That's just my only thing about them.
Yeah, whenever I take product photos, I try and make it during the day. And if I can't, I try to have the best lighting I can. I do use a preset sometimes. Sometimes I forget. We're not going to talk about that. But I've also looked at your feed, and your feed looks so good,
Thank
very
you.
cohesive. I love it. So presets, definitely a huge thing. And just your overall feed and aesthetic, it's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I think that's about it for that I have. Do you have any other topics you want to discuss?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, I got one more question.
Okay.
If someone were to make a small business, what advice would you give to them?
I have a few tips. First is obviously you're gonna get hate for your business, but don't listen to it because your business is not worth that time. I definitely think if you're gonna start a small business, make sure you're gonna like stick with it for like at least a year. I don't recommend quitting a month into your business or just stop being active because that shows you don't really care about your business. Don't copy anyone. It literally catches on to you so fast and people can tell, and it's not fair to the other small business owner, and it's does not help your business at all. And another one is I don't recommend starting like a full-on website like until like over a year on your business because it helps you're gonna grow a lot in a year. So it helps more people will see your new website right when it launches instead of like two people right when you launch it, like at the beginning of your business.
Yeah, definitely. It's really sad for me to see businesses that I've only been, selling for like a month, and I see them begin to quit because they feel really unmotivated and they don't get any sales. But I just think if you continue putting in the hard work and all this work that you put into your products and your page and all your accounts, it will eventually pay off and you'll eventually
Yeah,
grow.
I agree.
You just have to work really hard. So definitely not very good for us. Definitely really sad to see people quit their businesses so early in the game. So definitely staying motivated is a big thing. Yeah, I think that is all the questions I have. Before we leave, do you have any funny stories or interactions you would like to share
Oh,
from your
I have
business?
like a few. I have people asking me for free products, but in the funniest way. This girl, she sent me this DM about, she said, oh, like it was like a joke, and I don't find that stuff funny because if I take my business pretty seriously. But she sent me a DM and she's like, can I have free products? My friend looks exactly like you. And she sent me a photo of her friend, which I thought was pretty creepy. And I was like, that's not how free product works. I get DMs from these like 10-year-old boys saying that I'm cute. Or this one time, this boy sent me a selfie of himself and he whispered in like the voice chat and he's like, am I cute? And I was like, what?
Yeah, definitely. I've gotten a few messages myself asking if I was single, and I was like,
Yeah,
that's
they're
for you to
so
figure out.
creepy, especially because like it's a business account, not like a main account, so that makes it even more sketchy.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty funny. A lot of those things have happened to me before. So thank you for sharing. I think that is about it for all the questions and anything I want to ask you. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No.
Okay. Well, with that, thank you so much for coming on. I really
Yeah.
appreciate you taking the time out of your day to do this with me. I hope you had
Yeah, I
fun
did.
and make sure to go follow her on Instagram. I will have her Instagram in the description. Yeah. So I
You
hope you have a great
too.
day and I good luck with your business. I know you'll do great.
Aww.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks to all the listeners for tuning in with this episode. And this is also the official first episode of season two, so that's kind of
Yay.
fun. Anyways, so that's about it. And thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.